With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Emergency workers found a person trapped under a UTV on a Northwoods lake. Monday afternoon at 4 p.m., the Oneida County Sheriff's Office got a report of a UTV on the edge of Lake Cobleshine in the town of Hazelhurst. The UTV was running, but no operator could be seen. Monaqua police and emergency medical workers found a person trapped under the UTV. The person was removed and CPR was performed. An ambulance took the operator to Marshfield Medical Center. They were taken by Medevac for further medical evaluation. In-person absentee voting is underway now for the April 7th election. The election includes races for Wisconsin Supreme Court, county supervisors, and a handful of local races. Voters in Rhinelander will be selecting their next mayor. Alderperson Tom Barnett is challenging incumbent Mayor Chris Hannis. The two answered questions recently at a candidate forum hosted by WXPR and WJFW. Barnett says one of the biggest challenges the city of Rhinelander is facing is its infrastructure, like clean water.
The PFAS is extremely important to get fixed. And like the mayor said, it's not going to happen overnight, but creative new ideas and out-of-the-box thinking are going to help foster in some of that. I believe that there are things that can be done that we need to at least try. Some may not work, some may. I think it's worth trying different options and opportunities to make sure that those things happen.
Hannis said the biggest challenge is getting the resources and capital into Rhinelander to accomplish the projects it needs to. He says that's done through partnerships with county, state, local businesses, and federal government.
What we raise for taxes in the city is just over $5 million, but the city's budget is much higher. We do that through our partnerships. We do that through bringing resources in partnerships that will then fund the growth of the city, help us with housing, help us with our water and our sanitation, help us with our streets, help us get small businesses downtown remodeled and reopened.
The candidates took questions from the audience ranging from ethics to the arts. You can hear the forum in its entirety at WXPR.org. Again, the election is less than 2 weeks away on Tuesday, April 7th. Antigo has created a task force to try to come up with a way to find funding to keep the Clara McKenna Aquatic Center afloat. There was a packed house at a meeting Monday night where community members sought to save the pool. The pool opened in 2004, but school leaders say maintenance costs have become a drain on the district. Over the last few years, the YMCA has managed operations of the Aquatic Center. The task force is planned to include three school board members, three aquatic board members, community foundation members, and potentially the mayor and other local leaders. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Emergency load restrictions have been put in place on a section of Highway 70 in Price and Sawyer counties. Impacted is the stretch between County GG and Sawyer County and the unincorporated community of Loretta and Wisconsin 13 in the Price County town of Fifield. Vehicles are limited to a weight of 80,000 pounds until the road is resurfaced this summer. Those carrying overweight permitted loads cannot use that section of road for now. There is an exception for those with raw forest service permits. An advisory speed limit of 45 miles an hour has been put in place to prevent damage to vehicles and potential crashes. A recent survey finds about 3 in 10 Wisconsinites are Christian nationalists or sympathize with the political ideology. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
That figure mirrors the national average and has remained consistent over the past 3 years, according to the Public Religion Research Institute. CEO Melissa Deckman says supporters generally believe that conservative Christianity should dominate government, culture, politics, and media in the United States. She clarifies that the worldview differs from Christianity and has links to the MAGA movement.
At about 8 in 10 Christian nationalist adherents also score high or very high on a right-wing authoritarianism scale. So I think it's important at a time when we have to fight for democratic values in our country.
Deckman says although Christian nationalism doesn't outwardly appear to be growing, she says it's receiving increased attention due to vocal support from high-level political figures. Widely cited examples include Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and Erica Kirk, widow of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court will soon consider a case related to one of the country's most popular weed killers, Roundup. The outcome could affect thousands of lawsuits that have been filed against the chemical's parent company. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports.
Some plaintiffs claim that Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, did not adequately warn Roundup users that their product could cause cancer. John Durnell of St. Louis won a judgment against Bayer in 2023, but the company appealed the verdict, and the Supreme Court will hear the case on April 27th. Aaron Wood, a lawyer in Dallas, says a ruling for Bayer would not extinguish all claims against the company.
If Monsanto prevails, there would be remaining claims of those Roundup plaintiffs. Those would include liability, defective manufacturing claims, negligence claims.
The Department of Justice, the state of Nebraska, and several farm business groups have filed briefs in support of Bayer. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.